A bin location is a designated storage space for an item. Why are bin locations important? Consider this example. Your service tech is on a job and is in need of a particular product. He goes to your truck and after 30 minutes of searching, I know I just saw that somewhere in here yesterday, he finally gives up and calls the shop to ask if someone can deliver the product to the site. Now back at the shop, the similar searching occurs whereby the product cannot be located because it's not in the three or four places that it could be, all the while costs are being incurred due to the tech being idle, the homeowner getting peeved all the while that product is hiding both on the truck and back in the shop. Even if you eventually find the material, but it takes you lots of time, therefore money, by not having the designated place for that item. Fixed bins are used for products that you always want to store in the same location. Even when you are out of stock on the item, it's a fixed bin and remains empty. Random bins are not reserved for a single item. Random bins are normally located in bulk storage, and as soon as the item quantity held in the random bin is exhausted, the random bin becomes available for any other item. Holding bins are used to store any inventory that is not currently available for sale. For example, you may have a job and are waiting on other products to complete that job, or have items waiting to be returned to a supplier or to be inspected. Carefully develop a meaningful numbering system for your trucks and shop. Make sure you allow for some unused numbers between current products and between each storage unit to allow for additional stocking product. Are your trucks and your shop filled with air? Take an objective look at your trucks and shop. Is there a significant amount of space between the shelves? There are many types of storage bins that will help create an efficient space, and you will be truly amazed at the amount of products that can be stored that will both save time in picking the items from the bins and save you from possibly outgrowing or having to purchase or rent space. I would guess that 75% of you currently could stock your needed inventory in at least half the space you currently use. Most folks spend a lot more time deciding what to buy than where to put it once it arrives. The result of this lack of planning can be lost or broken merchandise in a cluttered truck or shop. Most successful people know exactly where a product will go once it arrives at the door. They take great care and planning on ensuring an adequate space for each stock item. As you decide how to allocate your available space, it's good to keep a few things in mind. The bin space should be enough to fit the maximum quantity you have budgeted to stock of that item. Does the item need to take up a complete face location where it can be seen from the front of the bin? Or is it a slower moving item that can be stored in a tray with dividers in back of other products? This concept can help free up more space. If an item is large and very popular, does it make sense to keep a couple of days' usage in a prime location and the balance of the stock in a bulk storage location? This can also free up valuable space needed for other popular products. Thank you for taking the time to improve your inventory control. My name is Joe Hodes, owner and president of the Hodes Company. Since 1943, we've been serving plumbing contractors with their inventory needs. For information on our exclusive inventory control program, please see our homepage and click on Stock Service System, or just give us a call. If ever you find yourself in Kansas City, we'd be happy to buy you a barbecue lunch and give you a tour of our state-of-the-art facility.